Our man on the scene who's just watched this all unfold is Brett Phillips. BP, hello.
Hello, Sam. Quite happy that one's done in four. Always nice when the schedule can just stay on track, Sam.
Yes.
No more 4 a.m., hey.
No.
He had it in the palm of his hands a couple of times. Sits a pass three, you know, third time's a charm, as they say. He was broken serving for it. He had two match points that were saved, BP, and luckily he was able to get it.
To play on this court and compete against the best players in the world.
We might just talk to BP first before we hear from Stefanos Tsitsipas. Apologies, BP. What did you make of it in four sets against Khachanov?
Look, it was good tennis. Yeah, really good tennis. I mean, we always felt going in that Steph was going to have the edge. And look, he should have got it done, certainly in that third set with a couple of match points. But, you know, that's the pressure. It's hard to close out matches at times. And, you know, all along we were just looking at where Khachanov was sort of directing the ball, because his forehand, Tsitsipas, is massive. And the backhand is where, you know, he could get exposed. But, you know, you don't always get to dictate, obviously, against the very best players as to where you direct the ball. And, you know, Steph, I think, you know, his key tactic throughout the match, which worked pretty well, was getting Khachanov forward, because he's very comfortable on the baseline. But, you know, that short little chip return or the drop shot, he used that to really good advantage. And once he gets forward, he looks awkward, Khachanov. So he didn't handle that too well. But he, you know, his serve allowed him to stay in the match. You can see there, you know, tight sets, those first three, and there wasn't a lot in it. But Tsitsipas, he's been good all tournament. I mean, his brand of tennis has been terrific. He has, you know, sort of little lapses here and there where he can look totally dominant and then start shanking a few balls. Whether it's going to be good enough to take on, we assume, Novak on Sunday night, remains to be seen. But, yeah, second Grand Slam final. So he made, three previous semis here in Australia. So it's a good step in the right direction. He's now got to run into likely a formidable opponent.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Djokovic is certainly that. He's got a formidable father too.
He's not
got
there yet. Distracted. Not there yet.
I know that, but I don't know where to start, BP, because I actually want to talk about Tommy Paul, because he's been a terrific story and it's been a great breakthrough for him at the Aussie Open.
Yeah, it's a good story, Bryce. He was equal with Taylor Fritz in the juniors. So, you know, we know Fritz has risen to become the number one American. They've got about 10 players inside the top 50, so it's a big, big pack. And then a lot of players between 50 and 100 as well, so they bat pretty deep. But Tommy, he was certainly equal with Fritz. And then a lot of those guys his age, Tiafoe, Fritz, Opelka, they all sort of overtook Tommy. Tommy wasn't as dedicated as a young pro. And then along came a guy called Brad Stein, who jumped in the river with Jim Courier a couple of times when he won here about 30 years ago. And he's added the discipline. And they had to have a heart-to-heart about midway through last year when Tommy was just sort of meandering a little bit. You know, wasn't as dedicated to practice, wasn't as diligent as he needed to be. And Brad said, well, if I'm going to travel the world with you and we're going to do this thing, we either do it properly or I'm out of here. And they've formed a great relationship. He's got himself super fit, which you've got to be, obviously, to cope with the physicality of this game. So what can he bring to maybe trouble Novak tonight? He's got a great double-handed backhand. He doesn't hit us with much spin. So he hits a little bit flatter. And Djokovic loves to go up the line with his backhand. So that might cause a little bit of an issue if he's allowed the opportunity to play that shot. So, you know, that's just one little aspect. And, you know, get it out to Novak's forehand. Even though the forehand's been good, the backhand is his absolute sublime shot. So it's little openings that he might have tonight, but he's got to focus on those handful of games to start, because this is where Djokovic gets you every time. You know, breaking in the third game or the fifth game, first set's gone, you're behind on the scoreboard, and it's just almost impossible to catch Novak when he's the front runner. So let's see what the focus is for Tommy in the first handful of games tonight.
BP, I would just suggest, in my humble opinion, and you would hope that the coaching corner can either go two ways with this. You can either go, all right, let's get serious and let's get stuck in and here's our plan. And Novak has no real weakness from what we can see at the moment. Even the hamstring, we're not even sure if that is a weakness or just one that's being used as part of a narrative. Maybe he liked what Rafa did last year and thought, I could do that, the injury and all that. Look, in all seriousness, Does he just go out there and say, I'm just going to swing for the fences. There is no pressure on me. There's no expectation on me. I am just going to throw caution to the wind, have as much fun as I possibly can. No one's expecting me to win, so why would I put any extra pressure on myself? And who knows what might happen?
Yeah, it's a good point. But I also think, Sam, that he shouldn't look at this as, well, I've got nothing to lose, because who knows when he'll get back to a Grand Slam semi-final. I mean, there are a lot of players have one or two openings in their whole career. So it's a mixture of, yes, he's got to play with some aggression. He's got to be assertive out there. Mm. He can't just, I mean, you know, Djokovic just toys with you a lot of the time and waits for you to overplay, because he's got such great control of his ground strokes. So I think tactically he's got to try some things. He's actually a very smart player, Tommy Paul. He can work his opponents over. He can get them into difficult areas of the court, difficult corners to retrieve balls. And it's a bit of a mixture of both. But, you know, that decision-making and the cut and thrust of it all is going to be key tonight up against a guy who doesn't give you too many chances.
BP, we know we've got to let you go. There's a bit in the post-game to get through from this one. So Stefanos Tsitsipas through in four sets. Karen Khachanov, the second time he's been to a semi, I'm sure we'll see him there again. Good luck with what's to come tonight. The women's final is set. The men's final will be at the completion of this evening. Could I just get you to give us a little word on Jason Kubler and Rinki Hijikata? For the second year in a row, we've got Aussie men's doubles finalists. And who knows, we might even get champions for the second year in a row. These guys have been so much fun to watch.
Well, I think they're a huge chance, Sam, to win it, because they're playing an unseeded pair, as unlikely finalists as what they are when you looked at the draw at the start of the tournament. Look, they've been great. They've got great energy, incredible energy out on the court, great synergy. You know, Rinki is, and these two are going to be good tennis players in singles. I mean, Kubler aiming for top 50 this year, Rinki aiming for top 100. So this is a little bit of a bonus, which is, you know, great for both guys to earn the type of money you can at the business end of a slam to help them on their way financially this year. But, you know, if you can get that on the CV, no one can ever take it off if you're a Grand Slam doubles champion. So, yeah, highly unlikely going in, but I think the level of tennis they're bringing from the back, sharp at the net, they're crossing over well. They just know how to read each other. I think they can certainly win it with a parochial Australian crowd barracking for them tomorrow night.
And I agree with you, BP. Here's why they're even more in lockstep than the Special Ks. One thing that the Special Ks couldn't do last year, they could never execute the jumping chest bump to any great effect. They were always off the wrong foot. One was go up and one's going straight. They could never get it right. These two have nailed the jumping chest bump. It is perfect synergy. That's why they're going to win.
I was looking at the Bryan brothers today, who won the Legends doubles. I think they're a little miffed. They're a little miffed, Sam. They said, what's going on? This was ours. This was ours. 16 Grand Slam doubles titles, 119 career titles, and everyone's stealing our little chest bump. But hey, the Bryan brothers are so good. I watched them today. They could still play on the tour. Remarkable.
How old are they?
Well, about 43, I think.
Whoa, amazing. That's a fair effort.
BP, we'll let you get out of here and get to the press conferences, and we'll hear you in action tonight as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure.
Good man.
Our resident tennis expert, Brett Phillips, you'll hear him tonight on SEN. He joins us on the Australian Open thanks to the all-electric Kia EV6 GT Supercar. It's a pinnacle of engineering